His name is Hardik Patel. He's 22 years old, some say 21, and he has become the most famous Indian no one had heard about even a fortnight ago. When Hardik Patel got some 600,000 people to show up at a rally in Ahmedabad in his native Gujarat, everyone sat up and noticed. As he said, he was not begging for his demands, his followers could seize them. There was violence and the army was deployed. Hardik was briefly arrested. At least 8 people died. For several days, Gujarat had its Facebook and WhatsApp blocked, says Dhaval Shah in the city of Ahmedabad.
I am having withdrawal symptoms, as if I was on some drugs.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. What does Hardik Patel want? He wants reservations, or what in America is called affirmative action for his community. Government job quotas, college admission quotas. In order to get that, he wants his community, the Patels, to be classified as a backward community. But the Patels aren't exactly deprived at the bottom of the heap, subjugated under centuries of caste discrimination. They are, in fact, India's success story abroad. There's a reason motels in America are called Patel motels. A 2012 book about the U.S. motel industry reckons there are some 22,000 hotels and motels owned by Indians in the U.S. Most of those are Patels. As a community, they are affluent and powerful. In India, the chief minister of Hardik's own state is herself a Patel. They are diamond merchants and landowners, and now Patels are rallying for job quotas. Dhaval, who is back in Gujarat these days from Silicon Valley, says it feels surreal.
I felt like I'm under house arrest. All the roads around my house were blocked for the Patels arriving in their fancy cars to rally for the right to become backward.
Hardik says his community is up in arms because too many jobs are blocked under quotas for the backward classes. He tells a news program people can get 85% marks and unable to get into engineering or medicine, commit suicide.
85% marks aate civil mein ya MBBS mein admission nahi milta, suicide kar leta, zimmedari kaun lega, samudaya ya government?
Hardik Patel is demanding affirmative action, job quotas for his community, or no quotas for anyone. A merit-based society, an argument you hear again and again in the affirmative action debate in the US. Dhaval Shah says, even if it sounds logical, it does not take into account generations of institutional advantage in a caste system.
But what is pure merit? You are what you are because your parents had access to bank loans, you got an education, and you did not have to work in the fields. Take one of these many things away, and where would you be?
The Patels of Gujarat have in fact rallied against reservation quotas in the past to dismantle the big tent of affirmative action. Hardik Patel is agitating to become part of the tent, knowing perhaps that if everyone gets reservations, it could collapse under its own weight. His reservation movement might in fact be an anti-reservation movement in disguise. Already Hardik uses language that is incendiary. He poses with guns and he tells television that he does not mind if, like America, Indians get the right to bear arms. He says with a smile, if India had AK-47 assault weapons legalized, he'd have those. Ironically, he comes from the same state in India that gave the world Mahatma Gandhi. Hardik is rough-hewn, plain-spoken, and he is shaking up Indian politics. The danger is, in a country where jobs are not growing at the rate the population is, Hardik Patel's blunt rhetoric could find many takers. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi himself has admitted that the solution can't be quotas, but more jobs.
If the education facility for each and everyone, then who will ask for the reservation? If the job opportunities are there for all, who will ask for the reservation? So we'll have to create an era of the plenty.
But we are not there yet. And the problem is, what begins with the Patels need not stay confined to the Patels. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.